And then the CD decided to go away. We're going to see if we can try this again. All right, well, we'll try this next song by The Very. We'll see if that works any better. So once upon a time, there was a DJ who kept forgetting what she was doing. So that would be me. So we heard two songs by The Very. The first one was called Sneak Attack, and then it died in the middle. And then we started the next song, The Road to Hurt. Both of these are coming off of Perfumed Apocalypse, and they're pretty awesome. So now you know to go see The Very the next time they are playing. And I have another friend who's visiting now. Hi. Trick Hello. Wallace is here.
Joellen.
Hi, how are you?
Joellen.
Oh, good.
It's pulling the gang song.
Uh-huh. Great. So
I know everybody out there is
fantastic.
Listening to Cool and the Gang.
Yeah.
Probably not.
So you are playing a show tomorrow night at Tavern at the End of the World.
Tavern at the End of the World.
Can I even hear you? Can you hear
me?
I don't know.
Yeah. I guess I got to get on this thing.
Yeah, get a little closer. Let the world know you're here.
Okay.
Cool.
Except I can't read this.
Except you can't read this at all. All right.
We're at Tavern at the End of the World. Show starts at 9:30. You got a couple of fabulous artists preceding the Trick Wallace Trio.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine David, mm-hmm. Great singer. Does a lot of Lizard Lounge stuff. And she's appearing with Sandy Martin, who I don't know if you know her. She's an incredible musician that I used to play in a band with. Also, followed by Robin Lane. You probably know her.
Know who she is, yes.
Robin Lane. Robin Lane and John Fester. They have a new duo thing. The songs are really good.
Fantastic.
New songs, two-part harmony. It's quite good.
Well, that's nice. All in the very small and intimate Tavern at the End of the World.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay, great. You also handed me a CD of music that
I did.
Are you recording at the moment, or are you just
I'm making a record with what my father used to call glacial speed.
Yeah.
I think we're in our sixth year.
And you got the one song? Great.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I'd only torture you with one selection.
All right. That's so. Generous of you then. What is the song and what's the setup?
It's called Just Like That. It's actually based on a lick that I thought up when I first heard T-Rex, which has got to be 45 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have these things sort of kicking around your head forever and noodling about. And then sometime like 5 years ago or something, I wrote a song to go with it. But it has since mutated into this huge, you know, grossly overproduced track.
Oh, well.
I like to think.
All right, well, let's check it out now. Where did I put it?
Thanks.
This is the Trick Wallace Trio with Just Like That.
Just Like That.
There we have the latest recording, a recording of the Trick Wallace Trio, and it's called Just Like That.
There was actually called a trio. There's about 11 people on that record.
We can't count.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So tell who else is on this this track then?
There's my guys. This is Paul Giovine and Spencer Hargis are the trio. Tad and Kate from Sidewalk Driver are singing backups. The congas are by Kevin Shurtleff, who was in Scissor Fight. Mm-hmm. You know, a conga heavy band.
It is.
Scissor Fight.
Yeah, I go to just hear the congas of Scissor Fight.
It's like it's practically Santana. It's crazy.
Yep.
But the rest of the thing is mostly, I mean, that's me faking a harmonica solo on the end. And it's the one harmonica lick I know.
Well, you do it well.
I mean, you know, when I was growing up, I always thought, like, guitar players, they all played a little harmonica.
So, well, it's a versatile instrument. It goes everywhere.
I ended up playing very little.
Okay.
And of course, now it's like, I don't have the lung capacity to do it anymore.
It's not as easy as it looks.
It's not.
It is hard.
It's harder than it looks.
There's in, there's out.
Yep.
It's a whole lot of stuff.
If you want to do it like a rhythm thing, it's, I don't know. I should have gotten a pro, but.
Right. I mean, you're moving slow enough as it is. You can't add any more people into this band.
I'm DIYing it. Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. Well, you know, I tell people that they ask me when the record's coming out, and I tell them when it comes out, I'm going to name it Chinese Democracy 3.
Okay.
Not 2.
No.
You know Chinese Democracy?
No.
It's the Guns N' Roses album that took 11 years to...
all right. You know, that all makes sense then.
They scrapped it and re-recorded it. I mean, it was just, what's his name? Axl Rose. Like the other guys were gone by then.
Well, it's been 11 years. Come on.
Yeah. And it cost, I don't know, $13 million or something.
Well, Dale, glad you have a name picked out for it.
I'm going to try to keep a little under that budget, too.
Right. Maybe under the number of years.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You could try.
That would be nice. You know, Clint Eastwood makes every movie under budget and under schedule. Every single one.
He's a pro.
They love them in Hollywood.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you made it for less money, and you made money.
Yeah, like all the time.
Not terrible.
It's the only guy.
So what other projects are you working with right now, besides your own?
Well, let's see. I do a little trusty sidekick from now and again. I can't remember when we're playing next. We just did Quincy Porch Fest.
Oh, yeah, good.
Last week was really fun.
Good.
It was at Richie Parsons' place in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Corin Ashley was there. Fantastic. What a songwriter. Richie, Natalie Flanagan, and I did a set together, and then we did Trusty Sidekick. And it was pretty fun. It was certainly, I don't know if you can still see the lobster head on
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's the thing about sunny days.
And we were literally in a garage, but while I was standing outside watching other bands, it got to me, you know.
You got your little sun hat.
Irish skin.
The sun hat.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is. I don't have sunblock in the car. I should.
Well, leaving sunblock in the car can get gross. I totally.
Can it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So right. I don't subscribe to that. But yep. I do carry it with me
because
you know I am of the fair persuasion myself.
And yeah.
It's like you got to put your sunblock on, or you're
miserable.
Yeah, but
you're a woman, and women think of these things.
Well, yeah, we got the purses. We got to think of something to put
on
those
bags.
Well, that's true.
There's nothing in it.
Well, you got to drive over to CVS on your way home.
Okay.
Sorry, we're promoting the store of your choice. Go get a little
yeah,
container
right.
of
right.
like SPF 30 or above. Mm-hmm.
It's been a pretty nice summer, hasn't it?
It's been, well, now that it stopped raining.
Yeah.
I mean,
true.
It rained for like the entire month of May.
Yeah, true.
Half of June.
But we've only had one sort of smoldering.
Right, not that hot. Not that hot. It's been quite enjoyable. My garden is not dead, so this is all good so far.
Excellent.
I was going to ask you a question.
I'm not taking any questions right now.
Questions.
Sorry. Thanks.
Well, I was going to comment that it's nice that a lot of communities are now getting into the whole Porch Fest vibe.
Agreed.
It doesn't have to all be Somerville.
Really?
And it is nice. I mean, people do live in other communities. Artists are everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to kind of like
Did it start in Somerville?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's huge. I mean, you can't.
I know, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place, and you see like roving bands of people just like wandering aimlessly around, like trying to find stuff. I did that a couple years ago. I wandered around with a friend, and we had a lovely time marching up and down the hills, trying to find bands and porches.
Well, you play bass, and you ever do this?
No, I have not done this yet. No.
I did the Somerville thing with Trusty Sidekick too. It was quite fun.
So good. Glad that Quincy's in on the game.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. Any other fun plans this summer?
Well, I'll be doing some recording.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Well into the 2020.
Do like one song.
We like to pace ourselves.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you ever have this, you know, when you rehearse, you play a song and then maybe a gab for 20 to 40 mm-hmm. minutes and then you play. I mean, I do that in the studio too.
Oh, dear.
There's a lot of, you know.
Okay, well, that's good.
It's coming out good, though.
Excellent. Well, the song that you shared with us was lovely.
Thank you.
Looking forward to more.
Thanks.
The next song I had pulled up, crazily enough, is the new Corin Ashley CD.
Awesome.
It's called Broken Biscuits, and I thought we'd would play the title track. So, yeah. Trek Wallace, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you. Appreciate
sharing
it.
Sharing us some new music. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. think you're so clever.
headed to the futurist. I cheated death in this frozen chamber. Promised finest styles of the day, and for this I'd repay with stolen patterns.
Yeah.
So we had a little more difficulty, but that's okay. We overcame it because it's what we do. It's college radio. We overcome these things. We just heard the band Off and On and their song. I don't know if you say it or you spell it. It's A-I-K-T. And I don't know if it's a word. I don't think it's a word, but I don't know how you would say it. But it's off of their EP that is called Good Talk, Volume 1 and 2, that was released a couple years ago. And I like it a lot. I play it frequently. That's why it might sound familiar to you. Before that, we heard from Parlor Bells with their song Celebrities on Ice. They just released some new music this past weekend, so go find what that is. Before that was The Upper Crust, and their latest release is called Delusions of Grandeur. And we heard The Pleasures All Mine, because of course it is. They are also playing sometime soon. And if the computer is going to help me out here for a second, just 1 second. It's not, or I didn't put it in the right place. Anyway, they are playing soon, so you can hunt down The Upper Crust. They're not hard to find. Before that, we heard New Bonnells, Extreme Blast from the Past, with their song Permanent Vacation. You know, back in the day, you'd play this all the time during the summer months because weren't you always on a permanent vacation? We're coming up on the 4th of July weekend. Vacation plans are everywhere. Before that, we heard from the Petty Morals with Over It, and that is coming off of their Marked Woman EP. Phew, that was a long set. Wow. And as luck would have it, and it is luck, I have another friend joining me, Jim Ellenson. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh my gosh. So I was all excited to hear about the project you are working on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to know about it?
What the hell is it? Tell me. What is it?
Well, I'm working with Big City Rockers on a show that kind of came up suddenly that we were asked to do. But I had been working with Fred Pinot for a while. And a few other guys. We have Smitty from Fire King and a gentleman by the name of Rob DeSaltis. We call him Desi, who has worked with Fred in the past, and we were working on that, and now we're doing the Big City Rockers thing suddenly.
Suddenly. And what is the Big City Rockers thing?
That is basically the Atlantics, and we play all Atlantics, and I'm having a blast doing it.
Yeah.
And we just have this particular version. We have a couple other people coming in to do some backups, and we're doing the show with The Alarm on the 21st of July.
Yeah.
Us, goddamn Draculas.
Nice.
And The Alarm. I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
I'm excited.
It's pretty exciting. That's really cool. So how long have you and Fred been working together?
Fred and I, since right after Christmas we started. We started talking about it in the fall, and then this just after Christmas, we actually did it. We did the deed.
Mm-hmm.
We put the guitars out of the case and everything, and started playing along, writing, and doing something different, obviously, than the Atlantics, but
next best thing.
Yeah, yeah. This came up, and now we're doing it.
And so it's not just Atlantic songs, then. It's new songs you guys also do?
No, the Little Billy Lost is the name of the project, and it's not Atlantics at all.
Okay.
And but now, suddenly, we're doing...
I see what you're saying.
As of about 2 weeks ago, I think.
It's like, oh, well, we actually would like the Atlantics to play, so how about you guys?
Yeah. Well, Fred's done Big City Rockers for years, and I think he was initially doing that with Tom from the Atlantics.
Yep.
And then they had some substitutes and some rotating people. And I think now we're just part of the rotation.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm
very
happy.
Nice.
I'm happy. I'm
so
psyched.
In case you don't know who the Atlantics are, because, you know, maybe, perhaps.
That was a long time
it
ago.
It was kind of a long time ago. We're going to play an Atlantic song right now. Of course, I need to, like, remember which CD player I put it in. Yay. Not that one. So a few years ago, this compilation was put out... a bunch of singles that were recorded from 77 to 82. It's called Power Pop Singles Demos, 1977 to 82. Mm. And so we are going to check out Pop Shivers.
Pop Shivers.
Yeah. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. The pop shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. The pop shivers, yeah.
And there we have a taste of The Alarm for you. And The Alarm, no, oh my God, what am I even talking about?
It begins with an A.
It does begin with an A. That's The Atlantics. Whew. From the Power Pop CD that was put out of singles and demos that were recorded in 77 to 78. 82?
Mm-hmm.
82. I can't see, I'm like done. It's only 10:45 and I'm done. That's really kind of sad. Very sad. So tell us about the Big City Rock name.
I don't know anything about it. Well, the Big City Rock name comes from their song, Big City Rock.
Yes.
So that's how that came about. And I think, as I said, Fred did this with Tom for years with people.
Okay.
Kind of coming in and out and... Yeah. Now I want to mention too that we have Linda Bean and Linda Jossa joining us as on backup vocals for this particular round.
Very nice. So how long has Big City Rockers been an entity then, do you think?
Oh, I'm going to think back to the 90s.
Ooh.
Late 90s.
That's a long time.
I think so, yeah.
And does it get pulled together just every now and then?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
And I keep things.
Yeah, keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going. I mean, because the music is great. It's timeless. I feel like a kid listening to it and certainly playing it. It's really great stuff.
I agree with you. I was hoping to pull out, that song isn't on this CD.
What song are you looking for?
I was looking for Big City Rockers, but it's not here. Oh. But that's okay.
Yeah.
There are other ones.
I have it in my car. Run down and get it.
Let's all wait. We'll wait for you to run down to your car. Yeah, how was parking with all of the construction? Like, we are completely surrounded chain link fence.
Yeah,
this entire building.
The sidewalk out front is a mess, but I've always parked out back.
Well, right, but you can't even get into the driveway the correct direction, can you? Because I saw a fence. And I drove.
And I don't know. I got in.
Oh yeah.
I have my ways. I've been here before.
I know what you're saying. But it is. It's fun to. So on nights that we don't have bands, we try to have a few friends stop by, and then of course we all get here, and it's like, oh, except that you can't even get into the building.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, 10 fingers up and over.
I know.
Up and over.
I know. When I came up from the back, I was like, oh my God. Where am I going?
Yeah, like so we have no sidewalk. Everything is chain link fenced, so you can't get into this building.
You have 2 feet between the chain link fence to get over to the door, and that's it.
Like, oh my gosh, that was pretty challenging. So then we have I pulled another CD off of the Atlantics CD that was reissued. When was this reissued? 2006. And that'd be kind of fun to play another song. What, so you guys must be like practicing like nonstop since your
practicing
show.
Practicing very hard. Yes, yeah. We are. Yeah, I've been shedding this stuff. Weekend is kicking my butt.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a real high energy song. So why don't you play Weekend?
Weekend.
I might bounce off Weekend. The walls a little bit.
That's number 10.
Yeah.
All right, so when is the show?
July 21st at Once Ballroom.
Yep.
Sean McNally is putting this show on, and I know there's a link on Facebook for it to get your tickets and everything. $29 in advance, $35.
We don't say those things.
Okay, I'm sorry, my bad.
Well, cool. Yeah. That's so July 21st, Once Ballroom,
The Alarm, Goddamn Draculas, and Big City Rockers.
Cool. All right, so we're gonna check out another song by The Atlantics, which you will hear from the Big City Rockers, who are playing on the 21st at Once. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And that, my friends, are the Drax, maybe formerly the Goddamn Draculas, and they will also be performing on the 21st.
21st of July.
21st of July at once with Big City Rockers opening for The Alarm. Mark your calendars, please.
Yes.
So, Jim, what you were telling me you were in other bands. What's going on with your other projects?
I'm playing with John Macy and Hummingbird Syndicate, Lynn Shipley, John Macy. We have some things coming up, I think, in the fall, right up through Christmas. Mm-hmm. Have a good time playing with those guys. I have a one-off show coming up on the 19th, just before, at the Spotlight Tavern with my buddy and his band, The Super Buffet. They're coming out here from California.
Super Buffet.
The Super Buffet. All right. I am the Super Buffet. That's on my t-shirt right now.
It does say that. It does say, I am the Super Buffet.
I am the Super Buffet.
Okay.
You can be too.
And where was that?
Spotlight Tavern.
In Beverly. Excellent.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you very much for coming down and spreading the word.
Me. Yeah.
The good word in 3 weeks. Down over at once.
I know.
All right, so Joel's going to kill me, but I'm going to do it. Back in the day when the Atlantics were like played on regular radio, like a normal band, because they were a normal band, they had this hit that is actually really good, and I like it. So we're going to play the special edited, radio edits that were released in 2000 and... Yeah. Damn it. 2011.
All right.
This got re-released or re-edited and re-released. So, Jim, thank you very much. We're going to play you out with The Atlantic's Lonely Hearts. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford.